Alabama Senator Katie Britt endorses Trump for president. By Hannah Blow Knutson on December 6, 2023. Senator Katie Britt, RL, formally endorsed former President Donald Trump in the Republican primary race, hours ahead of the fourth presidential primary debate taking place in her state. She made the announcement in an op-ed published Wednesday, hours ahead of the debate, which will see Trump's competitors, Governor Ron DeSantis, former Governor Nikki Haley, Vivek Ramaswamy, and former Governor Chris Christie, take center stage. In the op-ed published on Yellowhammer News, Britt wrote that the American dream has turned into a nightmare for so many families under the Biden administration. If people across our country don't wake up and step up, the dream may be a mere memory, she warned, citing rampant inflation and an unsecure border. One candidate has already proven he's more than up for the job, because he's done the job successfully. There is one candidate I know will secure the border, because he's done it. There is one candidate I know will achieve peace through strength, because he's done it, she said. And that's why President Donald Trump has my endorsement to be our 47th president, she said, explaining that results matter, and Trump's leadership was clear for all to see. Think back. Do you remember $2.00/gallon gas? A carton of eggs for $1.40 and a gallon of milk for $2.90? The average family's real income rising by $6,000? That was President Trump's policies at work, she continued, pointing to the southern border under Trump's leadership, as well as the lessened tax burden on Americans. She wrote, "He secured our southern border. He cut taxes and slashed burdensome regulations. He expanded access to a high-quality education. He stood up for our incredible farmers and cattlemen. He battled for fair trade and held communist China accountable. He onshored good-paying jobs and began rebuilding critical domestic supply chains and industries. He unleashed American energy dominance. He defended religious liberty. He combated the opioid epidemic. He made our communities safer. He rebuilt our military, bolstered our readiness, and modernized our capabilities. He fought for our veterans. And he achieved peace through strength. No wars were started under his watch for a reason. Our adversaries feared America, and our allies were protected. He obliterated ISIS, signed the Abraham Accords, kept Putin's aggression at bay, stared down Kim Jong-un, and squeezed Iran dry. Trump, she acknowledged, is dominating in the polls with an insurmountable lead which only keeps growing. For our future, for the ability of the next generation to fulfill the promise that is the American dream, it's time to ensure President Biden only gets one term. Now, let's come together and move forward towards November 2024, she added. Her endorsement comes after months of pressure building on her to join the rest of her GOP Alabama colleagues in endorsing Trump, as the entire GOP House delegation did months ago. At the time, her team told Breitbart News that she did not endorse him because she pledged neutrality in the GOP presidential primary as a condition of joining the RNC's Republican Party Advisory Council, as Breitbart News reported at the time. Senator Britt enjoys a warm relationship with President Trump and had an opportunity to speak with him by phone this week. The senator greatly appreciated his well wishes and kind words. They discussed the disastrous results of the Biden presidency and the need to restore strength to the White House, so that hard-working American families are put first again. While she continues to rest and recover at home, she was recovering from major health issues. Wesley and her parents are excited to be there in person on Friday to welcome President Trump back to Alabama, her spokesman Sean Ross said at the time.